Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
How many headshots do I need anyway? All right, so this is a frequent topic of conversation among actors. And I'm going to tell you a story about back in the day when we used to have to always have a commercial headshot and a theatrical headshot. The idea was the commercial headshot was your very straightforward, clean, smiley, pitch person style headshot. And your theatrical was one that could be a little grittier, a little edgier. Usually you would not be having a wide mouth smile or showing any kind of teeth in a theatrical headshot. Even if you are a friendly type, this would be one that came off less friendly than the commercial headshot. All right, that's back in the day. Keep in mind, back in the day, commercials were more pitch person in essence. You would watch a commercial back when this tradition of having a commercial and theatrical headshot existed, and that commercial would include a pitch person speaking directly to camera, holding up a product, really featuring it as if they were recommending it and speaking on its behalf. Those days of commercials are almost entirely gone. If you watch any kind of television today, you see that there are very, very few commercials that involve a direct-to-camera pitch for a product by a representative. Very few. Most commercials, including those that have a pitch person, are short films. They're narrative in tone. And because they're narrative in tone, they actually feel more like short films. I like to say commercials today are short films in which the hero is the product or the service rather than the person. So just like you would use a theatrical headshot to be cast in a narrative, in a story that is not a pitch person style feature film or web series or play or episodic television, you can use this same sort of headshot now for commercials, unless you are trying to be the pitch person. So today, you actually only need one really great headshot, and it's the headshot that sells brand you the best. And if brand you is never going to be a pitch person anyway, you don't need to have a smiley, direct-to-camera, cleaned-up, polished version of yourself, especially if brand you is gritty and edgy and never going to be that pitch person, because the types of commercials in which you may ever appear, if at all, would be the ones in which you get to bring your edginess to the role. And in that short film that is about the product or service, your character might be one that is a little grittier. And that means your theatrical headshot serves the same purpose. Now, as for those who say you need 10 different headshots and you need to be able to show that you can wear this kind of costume or have this kind of vibe, the days of taking a photograph in front of a bookcase to make sure people understand I could be a lawyer, those are so over. We really don't need to be told, here's how you can understand that I'm a doctor by taking a headshot in scrubs. It's just not necessary. We have an imagination, and we need to believe that this is maybe how a doctor shows up on his or her day off. Not dressed in scrubs, but we can still feel the vibe of that professionalism and of that care that the doctor has inherent to his or her type. That's going to shine through no matter what, and it's not about costuming. We have an entire department devoted to costuming on anything we're casting. So don't feel that you need to show us all the different ways you can dress up in order to convince us that you would be a good choice for that type of role. Having one great headshot is like having one great logo. Yes, if you, as a brand, need more than one logo because there are different types of things that you do and you need to show those colors, have them. But don't make it so that we have 12 different versions of you that we're looking at when we check out your online profile. One is fine. Two is also fine. Three, if you must. But once we get beyond that, it's starting to feel like you're trying to prove something rather than confidently state, this is who I am. I look forward to meeting you in the casting room soon.
All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.